Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Your chance to win up to $1,000 with Beat the Bank in 30 minutes. When we call out three names, sign up at KidNation.com. I'll tell you about the A-list celebrity. I made a little appearance at the movie that I was at.
Very cool. Movie screening,
which was really cool. A little surprise for the crowd. I'll tell you about that in about 20. But Big Al Mac had another crazy idea.
Well, I mean,
another promotion.
It wasn't an elaborate idea, but it's just something to kind of boost some sales down at the newer restaurant. It's a little smaller town called Seagoville, Texas, right?
So, has that bar been struggling a little bit?
Yeah, it's not as busy as McKinney Avenue Tavern is. So I'm always trying to do something else. We're putting live music and stuff down. Yeah. I had a band this past Saturday, as a matter of fact. And so anyway, I'm sitting up at the mat with a buddy of mine, and I'm like, you know what we should do? It's probably 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 4 o'clock. I said, I should rent a bus and let's get some of the regulars from here and go down there for a little while. Just spend a couple of hours. They're going to spend money anyway. So let's do
That's
this.
That's a commitment.
Yeah,
you don't have a bus anymore.
Well, I do, but I don't have a bus driver. My driver had some ticket issues, so I don't
Well, you need to get on ZipRecruiter.
I do need to get on ZipRecruiter.com, Kelly. In fact, I'm going to do that today. I'm going to get on ZipRecruiter.com and enter
anyway.
Okay, anyway.
So if you're a bus driver, be on the lookout for Big Al Mac coming your way.
So so he's like, yeah, I'll go in on it with you. I'm like, cool. And so
that's a commitment, though. It's one thing to go to a bar and think you're going to have a few drinks. But if you get on that bus,
you're stuck.
Yeah.
Right.
And hopefully you're in a frame of mind where it's okay. But like, what if you want to go?
But this is the thing. We're just not going to be like an all-night thing. We're just going to go for a couple of hour and a half, whatever. And so
it always turns into 5-6 hours when you say an hour.
So he starts texting a few of his friends. I start texting a few of my friends.
He's spontaneous.
Yeah. And, you know, people didn't have a whole lot to do. Didn't seem like. So, we'll go. So I call my friend that has a bus. I say, hey, man, I need a 15-passenger bus. He said, no problem. $375. Cool. My friend said
that's not really bad. It's really not.
And so my friend said he would split it. He would go in on it with me. Okay, I didn't ask him a specific amount of money.
Okay.
So, got 20 on it.
Yeah. That's what I was
But check it out. So we start texting people, and people are like, I'll go. I called my friend back. I said, man, I think I'm going to need a bigger bus. I might need like a 22-passenger bus or something.
So nice.
He's just like, no problem, dog. I got you. Can you be here at 9 o'clock? Perfect. All right. So I go home, take me a shower.
That's 9 p.m.
9 p.m., yeah. So I go home, take me a little quick shower, and come back up around 7:30, 7:45. I get a phone call, text. Hey, man, can't make it. Sorry. That's all right. We got like 18 other people. It's no big deal. 15 minutes later, hey, man, can't find a babysitter. I can't make it. All right.
That's a tough one, you know? You need a babysitter for the kids.
At 8 o'clock, Kelly, the bus is going to be here at 9. At 8 o'clock, all 18 people that had agreed to go.
All 18.
Including the guy that says, I'll go in on it with you, because his friends had canceled, so he decided he wasn't going to go. It's an hour from the time the bus is to arrive.
Mm-hmm.
I have zero passengers. Zero passengers. I can't call my friend back and cancel the bus because it's too late. Well, I could.
It's an hour before.
It's an hour before.
Give him something
I've been in the limousine business. That's just not cool.
Just give him $100 and say, hey, man, my bad.
It's just not cool.
Okay.
So now it's 9 o'clock or close to it. The Kansas game is on. It's winding down. And so I'm sitting at the bar. I'm like, well, I guess I'll just ask if anybody here wants to go to the other place.
So you're going to abduct people from your bar over to the other one.
Right. Now, this is such a bad situation because I own a bus. I could have gotten, I rented a bus. And I have zero passengers. This is just, now it's gone from trying to make a few hundred dollars to being $400 in a hole, at least.
Yeah.
And I'm going to look stupid being the only passenger on a bus going to the other bar. So I get on the microphone, and I'm like, hey, how y'all doing? Hope you're having a good time tonight. I own another bar 20 miles from here. Would anyone like to go? Now, these are folks that have probably made their plan to come to McKinney Avenue Tavern to have a nice evening.
Yeah.
But lo and behold, a few people decide they're going to get on the bus and go with me.
Because they want to hang out with Big Al. That's why we came to this bar in the first place.
Yeah.
We'll follow you anywhere, Big Al.
That is fine with me.
You're our leader.
That is fine with me. So,
and it probably means free drinks.
So, no. So, a few minutes later, we have 18 people on this bus.
Awesome.
As planned,
it worked out.
To go down to the Seagoville Bar and watch the band.
With Big Al Mac.
With me. So we get on there and we're laughing and we're singing.
Wasn't the end of the happy story?
Getting to know each other.
So you did get on the bus because I saw you putting them in there. They're all excited to hang out with you, and then you send them on their way.
I'm there.
Okay,
I am
cool.
So there, and we're doing a sing-along and we're having fun.
Oh, great.
Getting to know. We get down to walk in the Seagoville bar. The band is wrapping the cords up around the arm.
What?
They're done. I didn't know. They were already, because I had a little bit later start than I thought. The band was done. I heard
they don't have a required time to be there?
I heard they were really good.
Now you had crickets playing. That was your band.
They were done. So we walk in, so we left the kind of happening environment, got on the bus.
Cool. As a band, wouldn't they say,
more crowd,
new people, fresh blood, let's do something acoustic.
Kelly, when I say that, when they were done, that, like, they stuff was on the truck. Like, they were done.
Yeah.
They're great guys. I got to meet them
afterwards. Of course.
You know, they're fine.
They play fulfill their obligation.
So we had a drink or two, and we got back on the bus, and we came back.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And then when you got back, the happening place, was it still happening?
It was a slower night, because I took half the customers away.
Oh, man. So then the other people just left?
It just wasn't as, you know, some nights are busier than others, so. But it was okay. We had fun, though.
Yeah.
We had fun. I think they had fun. They told me they had fun.
Well, hanging out with you is fun.
I was trying to be fun, and it's fun.
Were you wearing I'm a Fun Guy t-shirt?
I was not wearing my Fun Guy t-shirt.
Were you wearing your IP and Pools t-shirt?
I wasn't wearing the IP and Pools t-shirt either. But we had
not
fun.
Not nearly as fun when you don't wear those.
Yeah, we had, you know, it's fun getting a group of people together spontaneously, getting in a group and going somewhere and having a good evening.
And you did that.
And we did that.
It cost you money, but you did
that. Yeah, it cost a little money.
Well, there you go, Big Al Mac.
Yeah, but we did it. It was fun.
I'm sorry. Well, you know what? It's fun to get a group of people together and watch a movie.
Yes, it is. And that's what you did, right?
Yeah.
That group of people being your family?
Yeah, I brought my family along, and we met up with some Kid Nation members.
Oh, cool.
To go catch a preview screening of the Smurfs movie. And we had a surprise guest show up, make an appearance.
Now, I don't know who's in the Smurf movie.
You don't?
No.
The voices, you know, because it's all cartoon.
Yeah, it's all animated. Right. It's not attached to the other Smurfs movie. This is a complete different adaptation of it.
Okay.
And it's based on Smurfette and her journey.
Who is Smurfette?
Smurfette is played by Demi Lovato, Jenna Owens.
Oh, I saw she was on tour. She had a show this weekend.
She had a little show.
Well, that's new, because wasn't that Katy Perry in a previous version?
She was. She was the other Smurfette from the other Smurfs.
Okay, so this is completely new.
Completely different.
All right.
It's all animated. The other one had live people
and
stuff on
Neil
it.
Neil Patrick Harris was in it.
Mm-hmm. He was Gargamel.
So Demi came?
Demi Lovato showed up to say hi to the fans. You get to hear that next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
10 minutes away from announcing our first round of names for Beat the Bank. What website do you sign up, Big Al Mac?
KidNation.com.
That's where you go, right there.
Pretty easy.
Tomorrow at this time, we'll be doing Tinder Tuesday with Elena Davies. See what's going on out there in the dating world for all the single people.
All right.
So you can find that perfect someone, just like Kelly did on Bumble. Will you find an Alan?
Hello, I'm Alan.
I don't know. It's up to you. Okay. They're out there. They really are.
There has to be at least one more.
Yeah. Oh, I guarantee you.
Up to you to find him.
There's a couple Alans out there. We're about 5 days away from finding out that April giraffe that's supposed to be giving birth is going to be an April Fool's, because that's where it's headed.
You think?
Still no baby giraffe, yeah. So, come on, we know. Name the giraffe April. It's been pregnant, about giving birth for the last month.
Does make sense, Kelly.
It's going to be an April Fool's. We know that.
I wonder what company is going to make the money off of it. Somebody's making money off of this.
Oh, I'm sure.
Toys R Us.
It's got to be the
giraffe.
It's got to be that guy.
But what's the giraffe?
Jeffrey.
Has a different name.
Jeffrey.
Jeffrey. Yeah.
Jeffrey.
Who are we? We always assume Jeffrey was a boy.
Could be a girl.
You never know.
Lady.
Oh, that's right.
Could be a lady giraffe.
Could be a lady. Mayim wants us to call, instead of using the word girl,
to refer to a woman.
Women.
Yes.
A woman.
Because our words carry power and weight. That is true. Our words do carry weight.
I'll agree with that.
Big Al Mac, you're onto something, because Nick just told me that Toys R Us is sponsoring the live streaming of it.
Really? How about that? What a coincidence that you guessed that.
Look at that.
Very interesting. That's why. What was our detective name, Al? I forgot already. Whatever it was, that's us.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. People don't like being made to look like fools. You know, I get it. It's a joke and people are going to laugh, but some people have really, I've seen people posting Instagram stuff and Are you going to really want to go shop there if they made you like a fool? Yeah,
that white lady had her baby while she was wearing a giraffe mask.
What?
If it's a well-done joke.
Well, she's trying to become the next Wookiee mom or Chewbacca mom.
Oh, Chewbacca mom?
Yeah. She had a baby while she's wearing a giraffe mask.
Yeah, there can only be one Chewbacca mom.
If I'm a little baby and I'm born and I see the first thing I see is a giraffe.
Yeah.
I'm going to have issues. For that reason, I'm out. I'm going to go back up in there.
Where do I find my request for other parents? We're going to do that. Thank you. And also, as of now, I don't believe there has been justice for hashtag Brad's wife.
Oh, man. Tell us the story about Brad's wife.
Brad went on a Facebook, a Cracker Barrel Facebook, and said, just why did you fire my wife? Apparently his wife had been fired.
On his birthday, right?
And it turned out people started latching on to this comment and doing a little investigation. And turns out that it was on his birthday.
Yeah.
So she worked at Cracker Barrel
For 11 years.
And now people have been trolling Cracker Barrel's Facebook for the last few days. But hard. Where every time they post something, somebody posts, yeah, well, you know what? You know who made those pancakes great? Brad's wife. So everything on that Facebook page right now is about Brad's wife.
That's hilarious. That is hilarious.
Really, really funny.
Has anybody gotten to the root of why Brad's wife was fired?
That we're trying to find out what's going on.
I guarantee you, it wasn't her fault. She didn't do anything wrong.
Up here, according to Brad, there was no reason
given. That's right. I bet she did nothing.
She had been a staple of that particular one for years.
Yep.
11 years, Kelly.
Her loyal customers, they show up one day and Brad's wife's gone.
Yeah. Have you been to one yet, Al?
I have never been to a Cracker Barrel.
We talked about this.
I've never been to a Cracker Barrel.
Oh, they're toast.
We need to do that.
Crackers.
I like their baked potato. They wrap it in paper.
Huh? Mm-hmm.
And you take off the paper and the skin is all salty. I like to eat the skin on the taters there. Mm-hmm. They're so good.
So good. Especially when Brad's wife makes them.
Mm-hmm.
So Chick-fil-A put up on their marquee, now hiring Brad's wife.
No way.
Did they really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yes. That's so funny. Ingenious. I wish I had thought of it.
People as far as Australia have Brad's wife's back right now. It's worldwide
now,
Kelly.
Brad and his wife going to be on Ellen?
Yeah, I don't know.
For real.
To get their $10,000. Oh, my God. I'm so surprised. prize from somebody.
She's waiting to see why Brad's wife is fired.
Probably.
Oh, speaking of Ellen, you know who's going to be? I don't know if I'm allowed to say this. I know somebody that's going to be on Ellen. One of my buddies.
One of your buddies?
Yeah.
You're allowed to say it, right? I know.
He's probably allowed, right?
Can you be vague? A little bit vague?
Has he already filmed it?
No, not yet. But he's going to go be on Ellen this week.
I don't know why you can't say it. It's cool.
Can you be vague? Has he invented something? Done a good deed?
We've had him on the show before.
I'll ask him because I don't want to ruin stuff for him.
And yes.
Yeah, he's been here before.
Oh, is it?
I mean, he's met the president.
Yeah.
He's gotten to do some cool things.
He's writing you right now.
Might have to be after. Yeah. Because producers might not want to announce yet. So.
Yeah, okay.
So I know somebody that potentially could be on it. It could be Brad's wife.
Okay.
You know who else is going to be on Ellen?
What?
Ellen.
Ellen is definitely going to be on Ellen.
Yes.
And you know who has been on Ellen?
Who?
Demi Lovato.
La, 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 sing a happy song. La, la,
so
la,
you know how before movies come out, because Smurfs, the new movie doesn't come out until like April 7th, I believe, is when it hits theaters.
Mm-hmm.
But because we're on the radio, we get to go to these cool premieres.
Yeah, and see them early.
And we get to see them early.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I used to go a lot more before I had kids. Because now I can only go to the kids' movies. So I was asked if I would like to go check out the Smurfs movie. My kids have been super excited about it. And I was like, absolutely. I would love to go check this one out. It's during the day on a Saturday. You got me.
Perfect.
And then as we got closer to the screening, they hit me up and they said, hey, could you show up a little bit early? Because we might have a huge surprise for the guests attending this movie. And I said, absolutely. Yeah, what's going on? So only I knew, along with our producer, White Cheddar, and the people from Sony, that Demi Lovato was planning on making an appearance. And I think they didn't want to announce it just because
she might not make it for whatever reason.
Things happen.
She was in town to perform and, you know, maybe
she's on tour, might be tired.
Yeah. If something went wrong with sound check and they needed to fix something, or if she got too tired, or if she was feeling sick, then she might not be able to make it. And we wouldn't want to make people feel like, aw.
Yeah.
You know, we got gypped. But we were at the screening. Everything went well, and Demi Lovato did make an appearance.
Nice.
Here's some of it. Hold on, let me set my board.
Before it started?
Yeah, it was before it started, and they said that they could, and these are tricky because they said they wanted to do a question and a
Q&A
with the star, but it's mostly kids in there. And so I was practicing the question and answer beforehand, before she was there. I was like, hey, anybody have questions about the show? And it was always my son. It's just casein. But I have a question. And I tell you this because you will hear something in this.
Oh, okay. I know what that is.
It makes my son.
Know his favorite word.
Yeah. A couple, because Sony posted it. It's been posted on the internet. And some people have mentioned said boy in this video. But you can't see him. You can only hear him. Please tell me when you think you hear my son make an appearance.
Everybody, please welcome Demi Lovato. Now, if anybody has a question, please raise your hand, and then we'll try to take it. Do you have a question?
I got a question again.
Oh, again.
Kelly, not only again, he had three questions prior to that.
How were his questions?
It was the same one.
Oh, no.
Every single time.
What was it? What do you want to know?
People are thinking I'm such a jerk for not going to my son, right? Because look how cute he sounds, right? Why wouldn't you go to this guy?
I got a question again.
Again.
What was his question? His question every single time, and I asked him when we got in the car afterwards, was, when's the movie starting? Which would have been bad to take as the first question because that would have made Demi feel like these people don't want me here.
Were the kids so young that they didn't know Demi?
Oh, they knew Demi.
Oh,
they absolutely knew Demi. But apparently my son.
Not your son.
I got a question again.
All right, we'll continue.
Did you know you were going to get slimed at the Nick Choice Awards?
Of course not.
What does the slime taste like?
It tastes like paint. It's really disgusting.
Okay, right back there, my man. Everybody wants to know when the next album's coming out, Demi.
My next album will probably come out later this year.
Have you done animated work before?
I have not done animated work before. Actually, I did a movie called Charming that hasn't come out yet. So technically, nothing that's come out I've done.
So I haven't watched the movie yet. Did you change your voice at all for Summer Fett, or you kept it Demi style?
I kept it Demi style. A little more bubbly than I talk, but yeah.
Like, how does it sound?
Like the same as my voice.
Like that? Anybody else? Right back there. How do you like being Smurfette?
I feel pretty blue. I'm just kidding. It's such an honor, and it's so cool to be able to play Smurfette, because she's such an iconic character in the cartoon, and yeah.
She's like the boss in this movie, right?
Yeah, she's the lead, and she is on a journey. You guys will see whenever you watch the film, but she tries to find out what her purpose is.
When you're Demi Lovato, do you have to actually try out for the movies?
What
do they call you?
Sometimes they call me. Sometimes I have to audition.
You got to say bye to Demi Lovato, and thank you so much for coming, Demi.
Yay.
I got a Christmas gift.
Oh, my son.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah. Take your kid to work.
Put some popcorn in your mouth.
I hear, I just see Kinsey freaking out of in the corner, like, shh. Like, nah, just let him go.
I thought he was going to say something about poop.
No, he didn't. He's gotten off because we've made a poop something you don't talk about in public.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, good. Yeah. You finally got that.
I got a question again.
Well, good for him.
The movie was good, you guys.
Was it?
Yeah. I really liked it.
Okay.
I really liked it. It's a lost village. Because you always wonder, there's only one Smurfette. It's all these Smurfs. It tells you where Smurfette came from.
Oh.
Yeah. I had no idea. I've always wondered, where did Smurfette come from? They answer that question for you in this movie.
Daddy, where do Smurfettes come from?
Well, she's the only girl. So yeah. It's like, how do they...
Yeah, how do they procreate? Yeah, and what, yeah, is she the one that's a...
And then, gosh, she's the only one.
The only one.
She's got to be tired.
Actually, there was another one. There was a bad one that was in one of the movies, right? Some other girl popped up.
Really?
She never leave the house.
Man, poor girl. All right.
All right.
Hefty, you're scheduled. Come on, buddy. All right. Let's announce these names for Beat the Bank. It's time.
Let's do it.
Again, Smurfs in theaters, Smurfs the Lost Village, April 7th. Big thank you to Demi Lovato for stopping by and saying hi to her fans.
All right.
Who has the names? Jenna, you have those names?
Yes, I do. The three names for Beat the Bank this hour are Jamie Winter, Melissa McClure, Rick Rivera, Melissa McClure, Jamie Winter. First one in gets to play. Your 10 minutes start now. The phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll play Beat the Bank next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, man. Out of those three names, who called back?
Thank you, Keith Sweat.
Keith Sweat,
nobody.
So what does that mean?
That means we open it up for all of Kid Nation, Jenna.
Everybody.
If you call us up at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We will take caller number 11.
11, all right.
To play Beat the Bank, round one. Here's the thing. When you sign up at KidNation.com, yeah, you completed step one.
Yeah.
Step two is listening for your name to be called. Because when you miss out on it, you miss out on possibly winning up to $1,000 in cash or $3,000 in cash and prizes.
Correct, sir.
Just like that. Little update. There's a lot of about Brad's wife. A lot of screenshots floating around the internets this morning.
All right, now Brad's wife.
Brad's wife was fired by Cracker Barrel on his birthday, and he posted about it on their Facebook page, which then turned into just a storm of trolling.
He being Brad, posted about it. Yeah, a lot of people are chiming in.
All he did was write, "Why'd you fire my wife?" And the internet took over.
Honest question.
Well, honest question, and the internet took over from there. Everybody was hoping to hear back for a specific reason on why Brad's wife was fired after 11 years.
I'd like to know.
Of being a faithful employee at that place.
It's a long time.
And there's a post from the Cracker Barrel Human Resources Department.
Is this real?
And I'm not going to read it because it's slander towards Brad's wife.
Aw, read it.
Yeah. No,
it's slanderous. These aren't your words. Why is it slanderous?
It's not even from them. It's a joke.
Because it's not from them. Because I looked up Cracker Barrel Human Resources Department Facebook page. It does not exist.
They shamed her.
They made it seem as Miss Bird was doing some
stinky stuff.
Like, she wasn't hygienic.
Right.
Which is an issue because I've had to have a talk, not personally, but I've had to...
make somebody else talk to an employee?
Yeah, and we fired the person.
Really?
Because of body stank.
So that actually did happen, what this fake post says actually have to deal with.
Yep. And especially... when you're customer service, but in any environment, you don't want to be around people that's stinking.
Well, I would say especially in a restaurant.
Well, right. Delivering your food and you smell like stank.
Well, I would think so. That's a joke. Someone just made that up because 11 years it took them to tell her to take a shower.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. It said that they had made numerous efforts to tell her to do that, but again, that Facebook page doesn't exist, which means that post is fake, which means.
We still don't know
why Brad's wife was let go.
The saga continues.
The saga will continue. For now. Real quick, we were talking about Bigfoot before we go to our winner.
Yeah.
Did you hear the story of the lady, I believe it was in Idaho?
Okay. Did she find him?
It's time for Tidbit News.
She found Bigfoot?
Yeah. A 50-year-old woman in Idaho crashed her car into a deer on Wednesday. Why? Because she saw Bigfoot.
Oh, really?
She found him, and then the dang deer gets in the way.
Oh!
Apparently, she was driving. She saw Bigfoot chasing some deer off on the side of the road. He's having a good old time.
Yeah.
Maybe he was looking something to eat. Yeah. Might not have been fun.
Gosh, so, you were reaching for an excuse for your wreck.
When she looked into her rearview mirror to watch him play with the deer, she took her eyes off the road and hit a deer.
Oh.
Which was exactly what Bigfoot was trying to do.
Officer, you're not going to believe what happened. You're going to sit down for this one.
Sadly, the only description the woman could give was that Bigfoot was about 7 or 8 feet tall. And shockingly, the cops were not able to find him. Why not just say the deer jumped in front of my car?
Yeah.
Hey, maybe she did see Bigfoot.
Maybe.
Only she knows. So there's a Bigfoot sighting for you.
Bigfoot's out there. Apparently he's in Idaho.
Yep. Yeah.
And that was another edition of Tidbit News.
All right, let's get to it.
Beat the bank. Ostrich, hyena, aardvark, hippo, hippo.
What?
Where are you going with that?
What?
I think hippopotamus?
Yes.
Okay, you want to start over?
Start again.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Start
again.
Beat the bang. Ostrich, hyena, aardvark, hippopotamus. Win a grand. That's more than a lot of us.
There you go, Al.
The bang.
Wow.
Mixing in the aardvark with hippopotamus is tough.
It's tough, man. Hey, these rhymes are hard.
That's
master
a
rhymer like yourself handled it nicely.
It's a lot for your mouth on a Monday.
Yeah. He pulled in Adele. That's fine. Sometimes you got to stop and start over.
All right.
That's what you do. Steven Johnson, how you doing?
I am doing great.
Congratulations. You are caller number 11, which means you get to play Beat the Bank.
That is awesome. Like, oh, my gosh.
I know.
I'm actually on the air with the Kate Grady Morning Show.
You sure?
You are.
And you're going to win some money, hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully, yes.
What are you up to right now?
I am driving to work right now.
Oh, what do you do?
I am an intern salesman.
All right.
Mm. Yeah.
Whole or term? What's your preference?
I actually do business insurance.
Ew, look at that. It's a business, Al.
Business.
That's how you right there.
Might need to talk to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. You probably need a bunch of that.
I'm up right now, exactly. Too. Give me a holler.
Getting buses and stuff. Jenna, will you tell Steven how we play Beat the
of
Bank,
of course,
please?
Steven. Maybe you've heard before, but for legal reasons, we're going to tell you again. We're going to throw you in that vault. The banker's going to yell dollar amount steadily increasing, and it's really just on you to say stop when you think he's gone as high as he's going to go. The only twist this time around is that we have these three safe deposit boxes. So if the banker yells out, safe deposit box, you can stop and risk it, and we will open any of those for you. We don't know what's inside. We heard there's a rumor one might have $3,000 in there, but we don't
know. Whoa.
Man. Mm-hmm.
And even if you take it to $1,000, you got to say stop.
Or if it closes, you get nothing. That's your only job. Say stop.
Okay.
You have any questions for Big Al? No?
Yeah. Big Al, how are you feeling today?
Hey! Yeah, we finally got one!
First time.
Wow. And through no encouragement at all.
Yeah,
you
right?
Just couldn't wait to ask.
Right. I'm just sitting here, you know, just waiting on somebody to ask.
I don't know.
What are you feeling?
I've been writing it in vain
this whole time. Put me in, coach. Put me in, coach.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I feel really good, dog. I don't feel the greatest, but I feel really good. I think you got a good shot here.
I don't feel the greatest, but I feel really good.
Yeah.
You feel high-ish.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, high-ish.
Okay. Now you know, okay. Steven. Do you regret asking him? No, I'm just kidding.
I do not regret asking.
All right, Steven. Let's see how much money you win. Let's play.
Beat the Bank.
$110. $140. $240. $290. $340. $370. $410. $510. $550. $680.
Stop.
Woo!
We heard that.
Yeah, we did. Bird in the hand.
$680 on this Monday for you, Steven Johnson. Congratulations. What are you going to do with that
Thank
money?
You. I have two kids, and my little girl just had her birthday yesterday, so we have a little bit of recovery to do.
Yeah.
So.
Man, isn't it shocking how expensive kids' birthdays can get?
It is very shocking. She just turned 2 yesterday. So.
I bet she'll remember the expensive party.
Well, it's all about the pictures,
yeah,
Jenna.
She'll totally remember.
It's all about the pictures.
Be honest, Steven, because there's always one person on each side in the marriage. Who was a pro party and who was saying, she's not really going to remember?
I'm the one who's saying she's not really going to remember.
It's always the guy. Yeah. It's always the guys.
But it's always the mom that's more thoughtful and thinks about the future and the little girl wanting to see the pictures.
Sure.
Both sides.
Yeah, the pictures will be good. And
No. Yeah. You sound so beat.
Hey, at least you got to play Beat the Bank and you recovered some of that money. Steven, thank you so much for playing, man.
Let's
hold
see
on
how high
first.
It would have gone. Let's see how high it would have gone.
Oh, yeah, just
right,
for
thank
fun.
You guys.
No, hold on.
Talk to you.
Oh, hold you on. Too. But hold on. We're going to see how high it would have gone, okay?
Yeah, we want to see if you made the right choice.
Oh!
Steven!
You got every bit.
Well done, sir.
Nice.
Just like that, my man. All right, hold on for us now. We'll get you set up with Elena right there.
Speaking of birthdays, I heard a story on the news about a granddad that got his 16-year-old granddaughter a really thoughtful gift. He had been writing a diary every day since she was 2 years old.
Wow.
And it might not be a big, long entry every day, but something for him to give to her when she turned 16, and he did. And that she could just go back and read, you know, however much she wanted to read on any given day.
The girl from Keller High School?
What a sweet. I don't know if this is a local story or not. I don't know. But I know this was a real, what a cool
That is really cool.
gift. You
that
know?
Is so smart.
And he's thought about it 14 years ago.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, what a cool grandpa.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you have kids, you know, make them go sit down with their grandparents and learn some of the stories from their childhood and stuff. I remember hearing some from my grandmother that were just so fun. And
when you're a kid, you do not appreciate it.
No.
Like as growing up, I was like, oh, go to grandma's house.
Such a beating to go to grandma's.
But man.
When they're gone.
Now I'm like, I remember when my grandmother did this. Or if I do something, like if I try and have flowers in front of my house or something. I'll say, that's Antoinette Hardeman right there.
Because
she was all, my grandma has so many flowers. And she would grow cotton at her house.
Your grandma did?
My grandmother, yes. She would have grapevines in the backyard. I mean, just all these things that come back in my memory from back growing up. And it was like a beating. I thought to myself it was a beating when I was growing up, but now I sure miss it.
It's a fun project for teachers to get the kids to do if they're, you know, young kids. Go interview your grandparents, you know, to help with their writing
That's
skills.
A great one.
It's a great way to, you know, find out about their history.
Yeah, but sometimes
they won't
let you leave.
Oh, Jenna.
Like you suddenly start feeling like you're going to die there.
But you won't.
You're not. I promise.
They don't let you leave.
They
you
know, don't let you leave.
And you know what? Okay.
One day they won't be there.
Yeah.
Sometimes the house is a little warm.
Yeah.
Sometimes it has that old people smell.
Yeah,
but still.
Hot.
And it might be plastic
and
on the furniture. That's okay.
So
Do
what
it.
If you find a toothpick in the loaf?
Yeah.
Eat it anyway.
Yeah.
Or a tooth.
Grandma went to all that trouble.
Or it's okay if your grandma burns your only T-shirt that you have with her cigarette.
Yeah, smoking cigarettes.
The only T-shirt you own?
It was the only T-shirt I had, and she burnt it.
Sick.
That actually fit me at the time.
I love those memories, though,
man. I had a nice little hole right there, which is now really cool and in style. But back then,
yeah,
I'd
pay $100 for that T-shirt.
For sure. Thanks, Kanye.
I got a question again.
Oh, yes. Kason wants to know when we're going to play Beat the Bank again. That's going to be in about 40 minutes. And if you want to be like Steven, who held off and listened and found out that nobody called back and got to play because,
you
know, you're still alive. We'll play again in 40 minutes. Sign up at KidNation.com.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
Tomorrow at this time, in studio, David Hasselhoff, The Hoff.
The Hoff?
Mitch Buchanan, or Michael. I don't know his last name from Knight Rider. His name was Michael.
Michael Knight.
Is that his last name?
Michael Knight. Knight Rider.
It's called Knight Rider.
Well, I didn't know that was his last name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at that.
That's a little before your time, I guess.
Yeah.
I watched it in Mexico. I remember as a kid watching it. It was all in Spanish.
Oh, man.
It wasn't Knight Rider. It was...
No, it's still Knight Rider.
Oh. How do you say Knight Rider in Spanish? Knight Rider.
Knight Rider.
It's Knight with a K, right?
Knight Rider, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And Big Al Mac, he's going to miss the interview with David Hasselhoff.
I want to see him and
Why?
Meet him so
oh my
badly,
gosh.
Man.
We're talking to him after the show today.
Yeah, he's coming in after the show today.
What do you have to do?
And I have a couple of stops today. I have to go to the Austin, the homeless shelter where I feed the homeless people. Oh. And then I go to a school this afternoon for something that I've never done, a pep rally for the STARS test.
You're doing
I'm
a...
going to...
Let's go!
I'm going to Central Elementary School, I believe is the name of it.
Yeah.
And
to get the kids excited about taking a test.
To get them excited about testing.
Yes.
Exactly. So I've done pep rallies before when there was a game.
Yeah. Yeah, we did basketball pep rallies together recently. Or a football game, too.
And I've done a couple of these things, but getting excited about a test.
Whew. You have any material ready to go for a pep rally?
Uh-uh.
You're just going to wing it.
Yeah.
Mm.
Nothing.
It's always a good idea.
Yep. Winging.
Well, you're supposed to get these kids hyped up and cheery and ready to advance.
The words from the teacher or principal, whoever that was, it sent the email to me.
Yeah.
I love these words. He does not have to talk very long.
Perfect.
Boom.
You're in.
I'm so in. All right. Hey, y'all, who wants to get... Y'all got a test tomorrow. Is it tomorrow? I don't even know when it is. Y'all got a test tomorrow. It's called a STARS test. Y'all need to go out there and do good. Do your best for the test. Do your best for the test.
Yeah, start
do
some
your best.
Are you working it out
test.
Here?
Yes. Best for the test. Woo! Best for the test. Oh, best. How's that?
That's good.
That's good.
Kids like hooting and stuff.
Yeah, hooting.
That's fun.
Yeah, I can hoot and holler.
Yeah, you know when they tell Al he doesn't need to talk that long? That's when he talks the longest.
Exactly. When they say don't talk long?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's when he's at his best.
That was just freestyle right there, so I can.
You got it.
I can build on that.
I couldn't tell.
I think I could probably just do that.
That rhyme just came out of nowhere, huh?
Yeah.
You got it like that.
Yeah. Don't be like the rest.
Oh.
Pass that test. Don't be like the rest. You got to pass that test.
So you're best now. Insinuating that most of those kids are going to fail is what you're saying.
No, like the rest that don't pass.
Oh, from the other school.
No, I don't like that one. Don't do that.
I don't like that one.
Hey, you don't want to say fail on it.
Don't be like me. Do that one.
Get your degree.
Yeah.
That's good.
Thank you, Kev. You want to go?
No. No, I'm all about meeting the Hall.
Oh, I want to meet the Hall.
Sorry, I know you're excited, man.
Oh, going it.
And at this time, next week, part-time Justin will have already embarked on his little journey.
Hello, yes.
You're going with hot intern Jordan.
Yes.
To Sault Ste. Marie.
Yes.
To pick up a Land Rover that we got in exchange of a Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
Yes, and it doesn't go reverse.
It does not go reverse.
I'm concerned about this. Am I the only one that's concerned about Justin driving across country in a car that doesn't reverse?
All you got to do is make sure you pull into parking spots that you can pull through.
That's right.
Yes.
People have done this before, like when they're traveling across the country with a big, something attached to the back
of
the car.
I've done this with a U-Haul. It was actually very difficult.
It is difficult, but it can be done.
I'm just worried about, like, going into the city, parallel parking.
No, you can't do that.
I can't even do that.
You just have to always look for, like, wide open spaces to park.
Parking spots are going to be the trick of this whole
trip.
You
need fields.
Yeah, you don't. I would never park in a spot. I would park, like, along a curb where there's no one in front of you, behind you.
If you do park in a spot, at least you got intern Jordan to be able to push you backwards. So you just got to put it in neutral and he could push the car.
Yes, definitely.
He can do it.
And I can push too. I've been working out.
Oh, I heard you missed the workout the other day.
We did. But
this guy skipped leg day, you guys.
Oh, dude.
I was a little nervous about leg day. I was.
Men always skip legs. You always concentrate on the upper body, and you see these little spaghetti legs walking around with these big muscular upper bodies.
That's like all I do.
And he waited until after work, like right before the workout, because he knew that if he said it here in studio, I would have gotten him to come.
Mm.
And he tries to do the last second dropout.
Well, you do that.
I did.
Yeah, I do that too.
Yeah.
Not leg day, though. I'm just kidding. No. But so he does that, and then I hit the other guys up because he goes, I have a movie till 3 o'clock. I'm not going to be able to make it because we tried to do an early workout. So I called the guys. I was like, hey, you guys want to go in a little bit later because Justin can't make it? They both said okay. So I hit Justin back and go like, hey, all right, we're going in at 3:30.
No, you did not. You did not text me at all saying you were going to meet me at 3:30.
I said we're going at 3:30.
No.
How are you feeling after chest day?
Oh, my breasts are still hurt. Oh, yeah? They are still sore. I try to like raise my arms up and I was at first.
Have you done anything since?
I ran. And I did some abs.
That's good.
But I can move that car if I get it stuck. So Jordan is not the only muscle in this trip.
Move that truck.
So you want to do the pushing?
That truck.
Yeah, I could do the pushing if I need to.
And he can back it up?
Yeah. And then also my car was making this noise. And so I lifted the hood to check what's going on. I don't know what I was looking for, but I found out that the belt was making this squeaky noise. So then I closed the truck lid
down. You're like a mechanic.
Oh, man. Look at him.
Close the lid down, continue on the road, the interstate, and I get honked at like 10 times. I was like waving at me. I guess they recognize who I am or something. And then so I'm like, hello. And then they're like, no, the hood of your truck, you didn't close it all the way because it almost picked up.
It almost flapped
and
up?
Hit. Yeah, I know. That's,
oh, boy.
Oh, this is going to be a great trip.
It was a little mistake that I did try to fix my truck, but I found out that the squeaky sound is coming from this little rubber belt. Yeah.
And belt.
So I threw some water on it. Hopefully that works.
Yeah.
That normally does it.
Yeah. Threw some water on it.
Water fixes a lot in there. Yeah.
That's what I do.
I'm pretty sure YouTube got something that I could check out.
Does it still squeak after the water?
Oh, no. You just got to give it 5 minutes. After 5 minutes, that squeaky sound just goes away.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
You just saved people thousands of dollars
that were
probably going to take their cars in for service.
How many days are you guys planning on taking to get from Sault Ste. Marie?
Well, GPS says it's 21 hours.
Mm-hmm.
That's a 21-hour drive.
I've done this drive before.
Oh, okay.
From Michigan.
Yeah.
Yeah, or Chicago to Texas. And it was that same amount of time. But I did one overnight, somewhere maybe in Tennessee.
Okay.
They're looking. We want them back here Friday morning is the goal.
And when are they leaving?
Monday.
Oh.
Monday.
Well,
but you're
going to
do some adventures on the way.
Yeah. So you're going to take the whole week.
We have a bunch of Kid Nation members that are going to help you and give you shelter.
Yes.
Which is cool.
Oh, food, shelter, yes.
And food, of course.
Warm shower.
A warm shower.
Yeah, because when I took these trips, we called them misfit trips back in the day. Normally, I did not have cash with me. Mm. So we had to earn our gas money, our hotels, or wherever we stayed from the kindness of listeners or different little things that we did along the way. So
little odd jobs.
Yeah. So we may have you do some little odd jobs along the way, dog.
Yeah, I know. And the hospitality from our listeners are so sweet. Just wanting to bring me in, feed me, clothe me, groom me.
Well, maybe it's Jordan.
So sweet.
That's
okay.
Creepy.
Probably.
Probably gonna be Jordan.
I don't want anybody combing my hair.
No, I don't need that.
You don't like that? Doesn't it feel good?
People groom you?
Yeah.
I love it.
Oh, yeah.
I just dyed my roommate's roots last night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was nice. We just had a little glass of wine, and I was just get in their roots. They look natural.
Yeah.
You look like she looks like she could have been born with these roots because I dyed them back to natural.
You did.
So I groomed her.
She want to come along?
Groom me.
So you can groom listeners along.
Yeah, I could.
To make money.
Listen, Kid Nation, if you need your roots dyed, your boy Justin got it.
Yeah, you could hit him up on Twitter and stuff if he's on the route.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
If you're on his route, he could stop by and help you and raise some money for
even
his
if
food.
You're not on his route, he can swing by. I mean, he's got nothing to do but go forward.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish there was an app where people could see how close I am.
We
to
got
them.
This.
I'm
dude.
Sure we can we come can up with where's
we
Justin.
We could put a GPS on you.
Yeah, we'll just track you.
And we're actually going to
like a dog chip.
We're going to finalize the route sometime this week, and we'll put it up so that people know where Justin's going to be traveling.
Please let us put something under your skin.
Yeah, we need to put
just in case they get kidnapped or something.
Yeah, can we take them to the
never know.
The animal shelter and put a chip.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Well, what if we lose them?
Seriously though.
Just do a little bracelet or something.
Okay, like a little ankle bracelet.
Yes.
Ooh, I can make that look fly on this right ankle right here.
But we probably need to get some temporary AAA or I mean we don't know what type of shape this vehicle is in other than the fact that it
says it runs. It's got over 100,000 miles, something like that. 200,000 miles. I'm sorry.
Ultimate prank.
And it doesn't go in reverse. What can go wrong?
I'm not worried. And it doesn't have one bit.
Not me either.
AC or what?
It's got AC. It just doesn't have the heat, the seat warmer on the driver's side.
Oh, that's fine.
Well, that's fine.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we have the navigational system, the app now. We don't have to use a real map.
You'll be fine.
I don't know how people did road trips back then.
With paper maps.
I know. That sounds difficult.
It was actually kind of fun. You would fight with the person telling you where to go.
Wrap it out.
Missing your turn.
It says right here in the maps, go.
And then you just throw the map out the window.
It's the old school way.
That's the old school way. All right, Monday taking off with hot intern Jordan. Justin and Jordan.
Justin's journey. Yep.
Justin's journey.
Or Justin and Jordan.
JJ. And Jordan.
JJ, yeah.
JJ.
Yeah. JJ.
Yes.
We'll name it something cute.
Yeah, we will.
Okay. We got time.
All right.
Beat the Bank. Three more names are going to be announced in about 20 minutes. Make sure you sign up at KidNation.com.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.
Beat the Bank.
Beat the Bank. Beat the Bank. Gamecocks, Tar Heels, Bulldogs, and Ducks. Just like all of them, we wish you luck when you beat.
Bang. There it is.
Watching the Final Four. I feel so good for the winners, but I feel so bad for the kids that have to go home. I know it's the nature of the game.
Yeah.
They're putting their towels over their heads.
It's the biggest thing. Some of them will never get to play basketball again, you know?
Right. Oh, man.
That's it.
So bad for them. But hey, go Ducks, go Tar Heels, go Gamecocks, and go Bulldogs.
I feel bad for some of like the women in the women's tournament because they're playing against UConn, and apparently that's like one of the greatest teams of all time. They've won like 130 something games in a row.
Yeah, everybody else should just go.
It's like, for real, the one time I get to go in the tournament, I got to play against this super squad. Come on, man. So they got their Final Four. Did they get it all set up?
Yeah.
UConn's in there for sure. All right, look. Oh, did she hang up on us?
What happened?
Did we lose?
Did we lose her?
Miss Farmer?
Oh, no.
Miss Farmer?
White Cheddar, we have a
problem.
We're going to have to apparently solicit. We're going to have to solicit for a caller.
Hung up?
The call was lost. I don't know.
She hung up or something with her phone? Oh, man, that sucks.
It's in the rules, though, right?
That sucks.
Yeah.
Let's just go to the phones.
Your phone's got to stay online, you know. That's how it works.
Eesh.
Man, that sucks. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
What caller number would you like, Kelly?
Well, 13, of course.
Caller number 13, you will get to play Beat the Bank.
Oh, man. All right.
Hey, it happens like that. Sometimes phones disconnect. Maybe your dad. I don't know what's going on. We were just talking about names while we wait for our contestant to come on.
Right.
About kid names. And I was asking, do you legally have to name your kid before you leave the hospital? And this person said they came across a kid named A B C D E, and it's pronounced Abcde.
Absidi?
Absidi. Absidi.
Why would you do that?
Absidi.
I think they're being cute.
And creative.
Because I've seen guys that name their kids ESPN, and they just go by they go by Espen. Espen.
Oh, that'd be like SB, like the ESP Awards.
Uh-huh. Thing. So they've done that before. Also, where did you get your bathing suit, the one from the slow motion running, Kelly?
Oh, ladies, I got that. I got that at Nordstrom Rack last year. It was a Tommy Bahama, but it's discontinued.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's the best time to get
swimsuits.
But
it's a Tommy Bahama, and they have that same, I believe, cut in different patterns. So, but I got it at Nordstrom Rack.
Yeah.
So it was really discounted.
Kelly went to Eden Rock in Miami this weekend with her fiance, Alan.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Yeah, I needed to kind of like decompress from all the wedding planning. He made me promise on the plane we wouldn't discuss anything to do with the wedding while we were there because it just gets me all worked up and stressed out.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, as long as we hit the ground running, we come back.
So you're still engaged, though?
Still engaged,
nothing,
yes.
Nothing happened on the trip. Yeah, that's the risk.
Sometimes you fight on trips.
Taking a pre-wedding trip, just the two of y'all going to some you know, location.
Why is it a risk?
That's a risk, man. I've never been like sequestered with you like that for an extended period of time. And it's just you. The thing about going on vacation with a girl, and I've done it a couple times, but when you're in a hotel room.
Woman now.
Woman.
Yes.
You're there all the time. Like the other person.
He actually enjoys being alone with me.
You turn around and it's like a hotel room.
Well,
here's the thing. I know that this is fascinating to you, but sometimes guys really do want to spend a lot of time with their girl.
Alone.
I want to be with.
I mean, with their lady.
I'm just saying. It's like, okay, I'm going to go over here on this side of the room. There she is.
He told me repeatedly how much he loved just us being away. He told me repeatedly.
Because you don't get a lot of alone time.
He enjoys my
company.
That's right. We got four kids between us.
I'm telling you, my favorite part is Friday nights when the kids are sleeping, me and the wife on the couch. Dateline. Boom. That is the greatest.
Okay.
Man, we got sucked into my 600-pound life.
While you're on vacation
in
Miami?
Yes, we had to tear ourselves away.
You're in Miami and you get sucked into watching TV?
You do that here.
Couldn't help it.
You're in Miami.
So good though,
it's so interesting.
It really is interesting.
The struggle is real.
Yeah, that's where I got into Seinfeld. When we were in Mexico last year, remember? And you guys were giving me crap because I'd never seen Seinfeld before.
Because I think it's funny how much TV you watch on a beach vacation.
Yeah, yeah. Right?
It's just because
it's there. It's you're there. In the room for a minute.
And then you get stuck watching it.
Turn it on. Yeah. Oh. 600-pound life.
I did it already.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, wait a minute.
You did it already.
I was like, wait a minute.
But then the call.
Okay. I can't go around two.
Right. Trey's trying to throw me off. Yeah. I'm like, what did I do that?
Ellie, you look so confused. Like, wait.
Did I do that already?
Stacy, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. What are you up to right now?
Driving to work.
How shocked were you when you got a second chance to call in here, huh?
Oh, yes.
We had a winner already ready to go, and then boom. Something opens happened. Up to everyone.
I know. I've been trying forever to get in touch with y'all, too. This is great.
Well, today is your day, girlfriend.
Yeah, that's your day. What are you going to be doing today?
Going to work.
Okay. As most of us do on a Monday.
Yeah.
What do you do for work?
Pharmacy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Important work.
Messing with them pills and stuff.
Very important work, yes.
Yes, it is.
All right, Stacey. Well, here's how the game works. I don't know if you know, but we're going to put you inside the bank vault with the banker. The dollar amounts increase the longer you stay in there with him. Your only job is to yell stop when you think he's gone as high as he's going to go, which could be up to $1,000. Now, we did throw in a twist. We have a safe deposit box option. If you choose that one and say stop there, you will get to pick between the number 1 and 3. That number that you pick, Jenna will open up. Mm-hmm. That's the prize you will win. You could win up to $3,000 in cash and prizes with that box.
Okay.
You pass it up, the dollar amounts keep increasing, or it closes. If it closes, you win nothing, okay?
Okay.
She's got it.
I got it.
She's going to play it.
She's just going to play.
Play then.
All
play.
Right.
Play, girl.
Let's get it on, Stacey. Let's play. Beat the bank.
$60, $180, $220, $310. 470. Safe deposit box.
Stop.
Yeah!
She's going to go for it.
All right.
Stacy goes with the safe deposit box.
Okay. Good job.
All right, you get to pick between the number 1, 2, or 3, Stacy. One, two, or three?
Two.
You're going to go with number two.
Two? All right.
All right.
She's going with number two. All right.
We have no idea what's in there.
What do you got, Jenna?
I got number two. It's a tan square.
Oh, stop it.
That's that number two, Trey.
Oh, my gosh. All right. I'm opening up.
All right. Let's see what the piece of paper says.
The paper.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jenna, be good to me.
Be good to her, Jenna.
Be good to her, Jenna.
Don't blame me.
Uh-oh.
It says it's a $100 savings bond from 1999 that is now worth $272.16.
$272.
He took a chance.
You know what? That's all right.
It's better than nothing.
That's right.
$200.
Right.
Not bad.
I'm sorry, Stacey.
You can go up in the pharmacy and make it rain with $272.
Yeah.
And 16 cents.
Yes.
Well, Stacey, congratulations. Hey, at least you won something. Better
congrats,
than nothing.
Congrats, baby.
Congratulations. Hold
she's
on
a,
for us.
She's a gambler, and I admire that.
I do, too.
Me, too.
How high would it have gone?
Oh, let's find out.
Let's find out, Stacey. Let's see.
Okay.
540.
You got right at half. Right.
You know what? Not too bad.
Yeah. There you go, girl.
Not too bad. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
You know, you never know. You're in there, and then you don't stop at 540, and you're done.
Yeah, she might have kept going. Most people do.
Yeah.
So maybe it was a blessing that she picked the box.
A blessing in disguise.
We'll do it again tomorrow. All you got to do is sign up at KidNation.com, and make sure you're listening for your name to be called. Or if you're a friend and you hear your friend's name be called, it's okay to text your friend. Let them know, hey.
Don't call them, though. Just text them.
Yeah, text
them.
But you have to get a portion of it. Yeah,
you can claim whatever you want. Hey, did you guys hear about that thing going on in Canada with the license plate?
No.
Real quick?
No.
This guy named Lauren Grabher. It's spelled G-R-A-B-H-E-R.
Grabher.
Grabher.
Okay.
Is upset because the province of Nova Scotia won't let him put his last name on a license plate. He thinks they're discriminating against him.
Well, I'm the only one in Eastern Canada. I originally had it done for my father back in 1991. For his birthday, and it was to have her name put on something and be proud of it. Where does the province of Nova Scotia and this government have a person with that kind of power to discriminate against my name? My father was a very proud man, and he always instilled in us that we should be very proud of her name.
Aww.
I'm sorry. And excuse me, and this hurts.
Now, the department is saying they don't want to let him do this because it could be taken the wrong way.
Yeah.
You know? But that's his last name.
Yeah, it is.
So I think he should be able to have that on his license plate. And if people want to think, that's what they want to think.
Yeah.
But he's proud of his name. He's crying.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about custom plates, period.
I used to have one. When I was in high school, I had It's Al on my car. You don't know.
Is it a fight worth fighting, though? A personalized license plate, you know?
But to him, it's a proud thing.
I know it
thing.
Means a lot. He's being told that his name is shameful, and
exactly,
I get that.
That's exactly what the problem is.
But it's a personalized license plate when you look at it, you know?
His name isn't Dewar, like the whiskey.
Well, it's not spelled the same way at all.
Why? That'd be cool. D-E-W-A-R?
Or, yeah. Because this is actually spelled like grab her.
Yeah.
And it's just grab her.
Yeah, but
what if I don't want to be grabbed?
But Dater.
Nobody would know that's a last name. I've never seen that last name.
He probably gets a lot of thumbs up from dudes.
Yeah, I can see Canada's point. Well, I side with Canada.
Well, you're siding with Canada. That's his name.
I like it, but I like it, but at least he doesn't have his first and last name on there because his first name's Willie.
Is it? I'll just quit it.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.